This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm so glad you're tuning in because today we're diving into something super important. Prioritizing your mental health in this world where we're constantly connected. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of your hand? Like you're just always checking it, scrolling, liking, commenting. You know the feeling when you try to put it down and you get this little itch in your finger? That, my friends, is digital addiction rearing its ugly head. But don't worry, we're not here to shame you or make you feel bad. We're here to empower you. Because the truth is, our brains are wired for connection, and technology has definitely changed the game. It's amazing how much we can accomplish, how much information we have access to, but there's a flip side. Constant connectivity can leave us feeling drained, overwhelmed, and honestly, kind of mentally exhausted. So, what's the secret? How do we navigate this digital landscape without losing our minds and our sanity? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to be your mental health lifesavers in this crazy world of endless notifications and scrollathons. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to conquering anything, especially a digital addiction, is awareness. Start paying attention to how you feel when you're on your phone. Are you feeling happy, engaged, productive? Or are you feeling anxious, stress, or just plain blah? If it's the latter, babe, that's your brain screaming for a break. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. This is where things get real. Decide what apps and activities are truly adding value to your life. Then, set realistic boundaries. Maybe you allow yourself an hour of social media per day, or you turn off notifications after a certain time in the evening. Think of it like a diet for your digital consumption. You wouldn't eat junk food all day long, right? Same goes for scrolling endlessly through mindless content. 3. Embrace the art of offline time. Remember those good old days when we actually talked to people face to face? Yeah, that's called quality time, and it's seriously underrated. Make a conscious effort to unplug, go for a walk in nature, read a book, spend time with loved ones without the distraction of screens. Trust me, your brain will thank you for it. 4. Cultivate mindful moments. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos of the digital world, but taking just a few minutes each day to be present can make a huge difference. Try meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you and bring you back to the moment. 5. Remember your why. When things get tough, remember why you're making these changes in the first place. You want to feel more balanced, less stress, and more present in your life. Keep that why at the forefront of your mind, and it will fuel your commitment to prioritize your mental well-being. Now, let me share a real-world example. Picture this. Sarah is constantly checking emails after work hours, even on weekends. She's feeling stressed, sleep-deprived, and her relationships are suffering because she's too preoccupied with her digital world. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to set boundaries, no checking emails after 7 p.m., and she designates specific times for social media. Guess what? She starts to feel calmer, more focused, and she actually has time to connect with the people who matter most. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your mental health in a world of constant connectivity. Remember, it's not about deleting everything and becoming a hermit, although that might sound tempting sometimes. It's about finding balance, being intentional with your digital use, and making choices that support your overall well-being. You've got this. Now go out there and reclaim your time, your attention, and your peace of mind. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a digital detox. You never know, you might just change their life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.